The North Dakota Public Service Commission will be asking the 2019 legislature to continue the state's rail inspection program. The 2015 legislature agreed to create it with a sunset clause in 2019.
Prior to my arrival here, when I would look at the rail inspection program, I asked the question, why do we have a rail inspection program if there are federal inspectors out there? So if you turn the hands of time back about a year, my answer would have likely been no. I don't think the program needs to be continued.
Commissioner Brian Crosius says he's now supporting that program.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's about public safety, and the reality is they continue to find defects during the course of their inspections. They continue to find things that are wrong, that pose a risk to public safety, and it is about public safety.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchak holds that portfolio.
The rail industry is vital to all of our state's leading industries. So having an efficient, safe railroad operating in our state is something that everybody needs. And secondly, in that regard, the railroads go through the very heart of almost every North Dakota community. So a safe system is important from a public safety standpoint as well. So being invested in that, to me, continues to make a lot of sense.
Fedorchak says one need not look further than the report on the Heimdall accident, where a train carrying crude derailed. She says the National Transportation Safety Board's report finds that a faulty wheel caused it. And Fedorchak says the report blames shelling on the wheel.
It's where the steel flakes off and over time weakens the wheel and it cracks.
Fedorchak says the PSC's rail mechanical inspector has issued 3 violations for that very same problem and now has issued a total of 7 defect notifications for other wheel problems.
Can you say he's prevented an accident? No, you can't. But he's out there finding things that we know contribute to accidents.
And Fedorchak said the track inspector has really stepped up the number of inspections compared with federal inspectors. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.